look at them, the kangaroos. They're like some bonza dog. I don't know what I'm doing.
No, and I bet you've put some didgeridoo noises in the background of this as well, haven't you?
I have now. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the latest stop on the Don't Let's Chat Summer Roadshow, which is coming from this week, definitely Australia.
Yeah, I've been meaning to ask you, how does the... Didn't we start with a community service premise on this? How have we ended up in America and Australia doing community service?
Hello! Welcome to the Don't Let's Chat Summer Roadshow. I'm Ben Baker.
And I'm Australian Phil Catterall.
I am upside down. Oh, how will my hat stay on?
Yeah.
I'm not wearing a hat. We've come to Australia, definitely. Don't look it up, we're definitely there.
Yeah.
When we did come to Australia, we did pass some rather amusing places.
We did.
And that's quite fortunate. What it is, first chart.
It is. Our first list is from commercialrealestate.com.au, and it's...
Big fan.
It's the weirdest Australian place names, specifically in Queensland, rather than all of Australia. But don't worry, that does not limit the comedy.
I feel I should do an amnesty before we start. This isn't sneering. This is just a comedy list. If you're interested, I live... on Back Fanny Street.
He does.
I actually live across from Fanny Street, and I have, when I've got the window open, when it's really hot during the day, I hear people all the time going, Fanny Street. So, trust me, I know all about comedy.
You do.
There's a Butt Lane as well.
Yeah, Butt Lane. There was, where I used to live in Grantham, just around the corner, there was a street called Caunt Road, which was frequently vandalised.
Shit Harlan. Australian place names. Number one,
Yorkie's Knob.
It sounds a bit like Greyfriars Bobby, doesn't it?
It does a bit, yeah. I mean, to be clear, this is described as Queensland's most famous knob because it is also home to Two Mile Knob, Quality Knob, Iron Knob, Scrubby Knob, and also The Knob. So,
this is what they're going to do now, all the Avengers have died. That's the new lineup.
So, Yorkie's Knob, you'll be pleased to learn, Ben, is named after a Yorkshireman, George Yorkie Lawson. So, there you go. It is named after his knob, I suppose. That is.
At two,
Mount Surprise.
I mean, he bloody would be. Come on, I'll fight like you. Mount Surprise. I mean, what is there a surprise?
No, not really. It's the most surprising thing about it says here, is how low it is. It's just 453 metres above sea level, which is quite low for a mountain.
I suppose, but I'm still all right for climbing it.
Yeah.
I would put some up there, though. Like, you know, say, like, it is called Mount Surprise. You get up there, and, you know, it's a piece of paper. And you just open it, it says...
Boom.
Yeah, so your dog's adopted.
The dog's adopted. The town itself consists of a pub, a cafe, two petrol stations, a small store, a gem shop, a police station, and two caravan parks. So there you go.
I mean, I'm glad they found room for a gem shop, because I wouldn't be worried otherwise. At three,
Stonehenge. It's not that one, it's a different one.
But has it got rocks like Stonehenge?
It's got some rock formations.
You know what that looks like? Stonehenge.
Yeah.
Has it got a name? No. Oh, we should call it...
Stonehenge.
Rock pile.
It's like Bart trying to imagine somewhere more exciting than the box factory, isn't it? We should call it Stonehenge. Oh no, it's broken.
is it recommended for pagans? Do you imagine?
No, it doesn't. It just says you can tour rock formations on the 4-wheel drive John Egan Pioneer track. So there you go.
I like the idea that they actively encourage pagans to leave. Anyone turns up mistaken going, no! No Celtic mysticism here!
Get in your four-wheel drive and drive off.
Yeah. Four.
Humpy Bong. So this was apparently... The place name was derived from the Aboriginal word for shelter. It has a yacht club, which hosts an annual regatta called Humpy Bash.
Again, it's like, where I'm from don't have a yacht club, so, you know, all power's here, Humpy Bong. Did Richard Kind voice him in
I think he should have done, yes.
Yeah. What's up opening a box from George Clooney?
Move on.
At five.
Burp and Gary.
He's like, wash and go.
It's
Burp
so,
and Gary.
It is another Aboriginal word. Burpengar, which means the place of the green wattle. So Burpengary, 35 kilometres from Brisbane. There you go.
Which bit do you prefer?
I prefer the burp to the Gary.
Yeah, because it's making you think of Gary Davis from the Top of the Pops repeats, isn't it? Oh, why is he dressed like that? It's a youth programme. Stop dressing like you're a Mormon.
Or like you're on your way somewhere else. Take your jacket off.
Yeah, you stop him. It's rude.
He's not going to feel the benefit.
Six.
Little Ugly Creek.
I feel bad already. It's like, oh, he's little, he's ugly, and he's got a creek. Well, that bit's not as bad, but the first two are quite sad.
Well, he solves small, unpleasant-looking murders with the assistance of tiny Caroline Quinton.
And they both smell more or less the same. Tell me, has the creek done nothing good for 20 years also?
So yeah, it's not clear whether it says here whether the creek is ugly and little or it's only a little bit ugly. There's no picture of the actual creek, so I can't tell you.
No. I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure I'm the sort of person to judge Australia's hottest creeks. I don't think I'm the man to ask, sorry.
No, that's fair, fair.
Seven,
Wongle Pong. This is a rural area named after the local railway station that was built in 1927. It's said to be an Aboriginal name, but it's not. The other ones have just straight up said, this is an Aboriginal word that means this. This is like, it's said to be an Aboriginal name, which means is someone trying to sort of rationalise the fact that someone built a railway station and was just so sick of everything. You know what it's called Wongle Pong.
Yeah, Wongle Pong.
Bugger off. Bugger off and let me build the next one. Wongle Pong.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of things you could just chalk up to. Yeah, so Aboriginal says, yeah. But it's called Piss Off Boss. Yeah, no, I don't make the rules up. It's Aboriginal.
Apparently, it's close to another town called Bidadabba.
Oh, dear. I miss the mid-90s ragga scene. I really don't. Eight.
Banana.
Hey, banana. That's I like it. That. That's. I'm gonna say that's straightforward, but no, it's quite bent in the middle.
So it's named after a bullock that was called Banana.
I mean,
and there's a statue of the bullock in the town.
I mean, again, there's so many questions here. Yeah. One, who looks at a bullock and goes, you know what? I'll name that one Kumquat, that one Tangerine, and this one, it's very clearly a banana. What made you think of a banana?
I don't know.
Penis.
It's penis.
It's,
is it?
I don't even know that. It's just like...
No. Anyway.
Maybe it was split down the middle and slightly peeping out. Does it say why this bullock was special?
No. It just says...
Because it was made out of banana.
It's just named after Banana the Bullock.
Banana the bullock, never far away. By the way, he probably is, cause he's dead.
But there's a statue, so it's fine. Anyway, let's crack on.
Number nine,
Giant's Garden, which is near Giant Steps in the Lamington National Park. It's just called Giant's Garden. It's got some big trees in it.
I'll be honest with you, it's not as good as Wongle Pong.
It's definitely not as good as Banana. I think they've made a mistake leaving this one.
Giant's Garden. I remember when they did Tooley Madley, Some Garden. No, there's not much to work on of that one, I've got to be honest. dear, but maybe there will be. And the final one, the 10th most ridiculous Queensland place name, which is...
Mount Breast.
Oh, wait, Mount Breast? Who am I? Sammy Shrink from Wizard and Chips?
Mount Breast. Mount Breast is quite near Banana, apparently.
Smashing.
I mean, Queensland has some other mountains. They're called things like Mount Petty,
yeah.
Mount Blowhard, mm-hmm. and Mount Mistake.
I'd have had that at number 9. Mount Mistake? I mean, that sounds like one of those sort of 60s American sitcoms we never got. Golly, Sarge, done put the underpants in with the start again. Oh, that's what it's like on Mount Mistake. Meep, meep.
Mount Mistake was the working title for My Two Dads.
The final title, of course, being Greg Evergan Gets Paid.
Yeah. Brackets, tech war soon, Greg. Close brackets. I feel like we devote too much time on this podcast to My Two Dads, Ben. I really think we do.
It's never enough.
Could be worse. We could be constantly talking about... Bleep that, bleep that.
Throw some more soil burgers on the griddle, Bruce.
Great Fabby, it must be at least a day since we last had one here in Veggie Street.
Well, we wanted to celebrate Joe getting out of hospital and the fact that the police aren't after him anymore. I feel as though nothing can spoil our happiness.
I'll get it. Yes? No. Darling, it's our son Carrot Top. He's in hospital. He's in a coma.
Doctor, what are the chances?
Chances are your son could spend the rest of his life as a vegetable.
Right, well, Struth Cobbler, that certainly was fair.
Dicknum.
Well, it's not like actual Australians speak like that anyway, is it? It's not like...
No, I know, but at least if you're going to parody it, then...
I think parody is a strong term for the things I do.
Have you got a quiz this week, Ben, at the risk of laying the format of the show a little bare?
Well, I do, and funnily enough, I have been trying to pick up on Australian culture and lingo and stuff by watching a documentary series all about Australian life called...
No, God.
Neighbours.
Okay.
Neighbours. I haven't been watching Neighbours. I've been Googling Neighbours and going, is this what happened in the 28 years since I stopped watching? Weird, like, the characters are going like, are they back in it? Like,
it's like,
you know, yeah, no, honestly.
And it's always Steph and Dennis. Anyway.
So, for this one, it's a bit stereotypical, but Neighbours had all the mad plot lines, and I couldn't resist doing a quiz, which was real Neighbours plot line or not.
Okay.
So five of these real, five are not. You simply tell me which one it is.
Okay.
Number one, Susan Kennedy slips on some milk. That's not all. And forgets the last 30 years of her life.
Okay. Now, I know I seem to do this a lot, but I do remember this one. This is about when I stopped watching it, but it was just, she forgets that Carl had an affair, doesn't she? And goes back to being like a high school kid. So yes, that's a real one.
She thinks she's 16. And I like that he says, further confusion was caused when she accidentally wandered into a 70s party.
Oh. Hilarious.
Number two. Paul Robinson is arrested when a spiked laxative drink makes him Todd in the middle of Ramsey Street.
I don't think that's a real one, Ben. I think if it involves poo, that... it's probably one you made up.
Todd?
Yeah.
That is fake. But Harold Bishop did try to strangle him.
Okay.
Recently, apparently. For...
a reason. Yeah.
Number three, TV puppet Elf.
No,
come on, let me get to the end of it.
Okay, fine.
TV puppet Elf was one of the series' many celebrity cameos in a dream sequence Clive Gibbons has when accidentally smelling some gas.
No, it's not real. Some gas. some gas.
Oh. Yeah, all right. I had to get a bit of help in this week.
No, it's
weirdly,
fine.
Like, you look at some of the cameos that have been in there, like Chris Lowe from the Pet Shop Boys.
Right.
Tim Vine's been on it.
Yeah.
Lily Allen's been on it.
I didn't know that one.
And an in-character Lou and Andy from Little Britain are in the background of a scene.
Clive James was in it once, wasn't he, as a postman?
Yeah. It was. Yeah. There's, honestly, you go on Wikipedia, there's about 100 famous people who've been in it.
Nice.
Just because they want to be. Janet Street Porter's been in it.
No, shame.
Yeah, but sadly no Alf as yet. Give it time. Weirdly, Clive Gibbons is an 80s character. Do you remember him from the 80s?
I don't.
He was a doctor.
Right.
And he had a gorillagram.
Of course he did.
Yeah. He's gone back. He's in it now because I was looking for my characters. Wait, he's not there because he's in it again, apparently.
He's current.
Yeah, it's very strange. Number four, when her dog goes missing, a character accuses her Chinese neighbours of eating it.
Oh, I think that's real.
It is real. 1993, the character Julie Martin, the actress who played her, hated that storyline so much. She fought hard against filming it, so they killed her off.
I think that Chinese family are like one of the shortest lived sets of characters in Neighbours because they clearly didn't know what to do with non-white people in Neighbours. So
number five, Lou Carpenter bumps his head at a Speedway event and starts to believe he's George Harrison from the Beatles. He is only convinced otherwise when Madge manages to get a call to the real George, who is alive back then and not like dead and that as he is like now, because that'd be weird if it happened now.
I wouldn't be surprised to find out George Harrison had done some sort of cameo, but I don't think Lou bumped his head and thought he was George Harrison. So I'm going to say that's fake.
It is fake. It is, but number six, Toadfish accidentally drives off a cliff 5 minutes after his wedding.
No, that's real. That one's real. I remember that.
Yeah, he took his eyes off to kiss his new bride and drove off a cliff.
And she dies?
No, she dies, but then apparently she comes back about 20 years later, but it's not her, it's someone pretending to be her, who is mental and thinks she actually is her. Yeah, I spent a long time down that rabbit hole. Soaps, man. Soaps.
Good.
Number seven. Harold Bishop and Henry Ramsey form an a cappella group called the Errands Buddies, but split when Henry suggests doing The Boiler by The Specials featuring Rhoda.
Oh, I wish that was real, but that's fake. That's fake. If you just left off that last, like, you can't
resist. I know,
resist
I can
resist
joke, it. Can you? I can resist. Oh. Number eight, Jim Robinson does magic mushrooms and starts to hallucinate some pigs.
Please tell me that's a real one.
It is. 1992, Jim Robinson and his friend Doug Willis made an unfortunate culinary decision on a camping trip leading to strange pig-based hallucinations. And I have watched the clip, it is ridiculous. There is no, yeah.
And that is why he went on to find the island.
Yes, that was the reason.
That was his inciting incident, yeah.
Yeah. Number nine, Lucy Robinson falls down a drain and goes blind.
Yes, real one.
Yeah, it was the original Lucy, Kylie Flinker.
Right.
Worst name. She was eventually found, but left temporarily blinded by the incident. And then, as she was recovering, a dog fell into the water and drowned. So, Guy Pearce, that's his name,
yep.
The actor Guy Pearce.
I've heard of him.
Bought her a new puppy called Bouncer.
Oh, Bouncer has an origin story. There we go.
Yeah.
Replacement for sewer dog.
Yes. And 10, the final one in this Neighbours quiz for all the beans. Bouncer the dog shat on the sofa and it really stunk.
I feel that on occasion you're rushing these final questions, Ben. There is a certain air of that'll do to this one.
No, it's just I have a very childish sense of humour.
Yeah, okay, it's not a real
no,
one.
But he did have a dream sequence where he married next door's dog.
He did have a dream sequence. Yep.
Which was the original question. I'm like, no, you'll know that one. So I had to swap it for...
No, no, yeah. Everyone knows that
well
one.
Well done. You have lived some life.
You've watched some television.
Why is Kylie called Rusa? Why did Craig wear a dress? Alan's battle to marry his Miss Australia in The Sun revealed the bizarre secrets of the neighbor stars.
You've seen us all on television. Now read about our private lives.
In The Sun, plus free beer. The Sun's giving away 25,000 home brew kits absolutely free. That's a million pints. In The Sun this week.
And our final list, God blimey, Governor. Oh, wait, no, it's different ones. Apples and Stairs. No, that's... Oh, I keep getting it wrong. Which one's Adele Boy? Is he in Australia?
No.
Oh, it's not him then. These diction lessons I got from George Clooney were for nothing.
You sound just like Margaret Thatcher though, so it's fine.
I did. What is our final Australian based list for today?
Our final Australian based list is nomadsworld.com's top 17 Australian foods.
Oof. Number one
is Vegemite. Everyone's heard of Vegemite. It's like Marmite, but unpleasant.
Well, I think Marmite's unpleasant as well. It's all...
No, incorrect. I'm not having this conversation with you. It's Marmite, but worse. So, no. Vegemite. Oh, God.
Well, it might.
No. Yeah, it's awful. I hate it. It's despicable. Can you still buy it over here?
Not a clue. Probably. You can buy most things over here now. Number two,
fairy bread.
I mean, that sounds like with them place names from earlier.
It does a bit. So all it is white bread that's been buttered and then sprinkled with hundreds and thousands.
That sounds all right. Actually, sounds pretty good.
Yeah, sugary bread.
But that is someone who's gone, oh God, I ain't got any more kids. Bread too. I have hundreds and thousands and some bread.
It does say that you're unlikely to actually encounter it unless you're at a children's party. So, you know, there.
Hey, I'll be happy to go to children's parties if it means I can have that. God, three.
At three, Tim Tams.
I've heard of these. I don't think I've ever had one, but they are, yes. The chocolate?
A bit like a penguin.
Ah, okay. It's a reference that turns up in the comedy things I like.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. And that is okay. Number four,
meat pies. I don't think that's particularly...
Australian meats. Well, I suppose it depends if it's been a list by someone from outside Australia who's gone, I've never seen a meat pie.
I think it's more American, or more familiar with like a pie with fruit in rather than a pie with meat in. But well, surely, how can you not have a meat pie? What's that's very strange. Anyway...
At five,
Anzac biscuits.
Oh, I love Anzac biscuits. You used to be able to get them in Morrison's and I haven't seen them for ages.
Okay.
Yeah, but I love Anzac biscuits. They're kind of like a bit of everything, really, aren't they? They're very hardy.
It's coconut, golden syrup and oats, it says here. So.
Yeah. It's based around the Anzac, obviously, the soldiers and the...
Yeah, Australian and New Zealand Army Corps that fought together during World War One. So, yeah. These were sent off with the soldiers to World War One. It's something that would keep.
Ah, right, okay. Well, I could see that, definitely. at six.
Six, chicken parmigiana. So, it's something that Australia and Middlesbrough have in common. have a chicken parmo.
Right.
It's a chicken schnitzel topped with... tomato sauce and melted cheese. I think over here you're more likely to get a bechamel sauce than a tomato sauce.
Yes, yeah.
But yeah, it's that sort of thing.
Is that a very Australian thing? Seems very hot.
Apparently. Yeah, apparently you often find it in pubs. Loads of pubs have a parma night where you can get a decent prized chicken parma with a beer. So there you go.
Actually, that sounds quite decent.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. That's...
Seven!
Seven. Fish and chips. I mean, look, given that it was settled by people from England, they've obviously brought fish and chips with them, so fine.
Yeah, they've bought cricket, fish and chips, and murder. they're the main British exports.
Yeah, pretty much, sadly.
Number eight,
pavlova.
Is that an Australian thing?
Apparently the Aussies and the Kiwis fight over who invented it.
all right,
but yeah, you'll find them in cake shops and bakeries. in supermarket chains. But yeah, it is a...
Too much for me.
I like marzipan. No, it's not marzipan.
Not marzipan.
Meringue.
Meringue, that's the word, yes. Yeah. So, meringue, I was wrong, yes.
Very good.
Thank you, Scotchy. Number nine.
Beetroot. Australians put beetroot in burgers and sandwiches and salads. Much like everyone else seems to put tomato in there.
Okay. Because they're all right in a salad and stuff like that, fair enough. But in a burger?
I'd rather have beetroot than tomato on a burger because beetroot doesn't have those horrible tiny little seeds that are the worst thing that has ever existed on a burger or in a sandwich. Why does everyone put tomatoes in sandwiches? Why?
I like tomato, sorry.
Well, you're incorrect. But
I must admit, I'd rather have like a mini vine tomato on the side.
I prefer that, then I can choose to put it in the bin.
Mama prick. Number 10.
Number 10. Witchetty grubs. Apparently they taste like chicken and contain as much protein as an entire piece of steak.
11.
Barbecues, which, I mean, we've been quite specific with food up to now. This is actually a method of cooking. I think they've... This list has been improperly constructed. But anyway, barbecues.
It's a top 17 and they went, no, there's no I can take out of this. It's, oh, go! Number 12, skillet.
Number 12, fire.
Biting.
The concept of food. But upside down.
Sausage smells.
Yeah, let's not spend too much more time on barbecue because, you know, it's a barbecue. There's nothing interesting there. No, move on.
12.
Kangaroo. We're back on board.
Oh, again, it's people. The kangaroo burgers tend to turn up at those like fairs and stuff like that. You know, like
it's quite nice.
Venison burgers and
it's nice. It's kangaroo. I have had a kangaroo burger. It was enjoyable. Apparently, it's quite lean compared to beef, so
it is
better for you. I would recommend kangaroo if you can.
If you can catch it.
If you can catch it, and it is not Kangaroo Jack, and it beats you up and steals your wallet in a film whose trailer massively misrepresented what the film was about.
13.
Emu.
I remember I was eating emu, and it turned out it was a fella's arm.
I was going to say, it tastes like pork because you're eating Rod Hull's arm,
but he don't need it now, does he?
No.
It's a weird thing over at emu equals Rod Hull.
Yeah.
And, you know, further for us equals green jelly.
Yeah.
So it's just basically like, how would you eat emu? With green jelly.
While screeching.
Now, it's fully operational. One of my favourite things ever. 14!
14. Barramundi.
Baron Munchausen?
No. So this is... it's an Aboriginal name for a type of sea bass that's found in Australia.
Is it a particularly ill-tempered sea bass?
No. It translates as large-scaled silverfish. It's apparently...
That is quite... It's just quite specific as a translation.
Apparently, it's very, very nice. So if you're in Australia... Do try the barramundi.
Yeah, with chips. 15!
Lamingtons.
Again, that's another name I think I've heard.
Yeah, it's a sponge cake. It's a square sponge
cake. Oh, yeah, I've seen that. They do make it over here, but not often.
A lot of coconut.
I'm not a coconut fan either.
It looks quite nice, the one they've got. It's just a sponge. It's a two-layer sponge cake with some cream in the middle. And covered in coconut. I'd eat that.
Yeah, to be fair, I know it's only very controversial. I know bringing me controversial opinions onto the podcast about coconut, but I don't mind if it's on something like a Scotch slice, what have you, like, because I'm too lazy to scrape it off. But you know, like I'm not. I would never pick a Snickers over a Mars. Is what I'm saying.
What's that got to do with coconut? Snickers hasn't got coconut in it.
Bounty! just place that in, it's fine. Mutiny on the Snickers.
Okay, that's the title of this episode. Ellipsis, Bounty, all caps, exclamation mark.
I'm not editing it, man. Yeah, because otherwise it'll flow probably fine. Yeah. So I was thinking, I was thinking about it. It's fine. It's Mick Jagger.
No. Excellent.
Please do bring some coconut to. No, I don't. Don't bring any coconut. I'm out of soap. 16.
16 avocados. I don't feel these are uniquely Australian, but.
I will avocado.
So yeah,
I like avocados. Again, it's like it's weird. They're very much those things. It's like, who will you, a middle class person, will have an avocado and some egg on toast? It's like, oh, you know, someone who knows where avocados are in a supermarket
and is prepared to let them ripen.
Yeah, it's not really hard.
No, it's not. It's not. So yeah.
In fact, if it is hard, I don't need it.
Exactly. It does note here that Australians love their avocados with their eggs and breakfast dishes. You can order a side of avocado with your eggs. The avocado is frequently included with the breakfast dish anyway, so it may well be that Australia is the origin point for the apparently Aussies also have a fond for avocado and Vegemite on toast, which no.
There's just too much going on in that.
There's too much, and I'm not interested in any of it.
No. Do you like bread? I like bread. What would you like it ruined? Ruined bread. That's number 17. Ruined bread. Number 17, the Australianist food of all time is...
Golden Gay Time. So... Stop it. There's nothing funny about it. This is just an ice cream, Ben. It's toffee and vanilla ice cream dipped in chocolate and covered in biscuit pieces.
Hosted by Rhoda Cameron and Richard Fairbrass.
No.
Do you remember Golden Gay Time TV?
So apparently there's some other flavours available, including unicorn and pina colada flavour. Flavour, pina colada flavour. And the company that makes them, Streets, suggests that you treat a friend to one because, and I quote, it's hard to have a gay time on your own. They're not even trying to not lean into it.
I understand what they're doing, but, oh.
It's so hard to have a gay time on your own. It could be that grey chalk and biscuit coating. Could be that smooth toffee ice cream in the centre, or that whole delicious golden gay time taste.
Golden gay time. There you go.
And that is the most Australian food, apparently.
Apparently.
Wicked.
Vegemite at one end, golden gay time at the other. That's the.
Well, I know which one you can show. Sorry.
You can't say I can't use that and then just do the same thing again with a pause.
Well, try and imagine how much material had just been taken out of the previous 3 minutes. As we edge to the end of this week's Summer Roadshow in definitely Australia.
Definitely.
It's been fun. Thank you very much to everyone who's got in touch on our Patreons and stuff. Patreon.com/letschat and the people who share the podcast and tell people about it. We seem to be getting new listeners every week, which is quite nice, you know, people jumping on.
Yeah. And no one's leaving, which is even more baffling.
Well, I'm sure they are. They're just not going like... Good day, sir. I am leaving this podcast. And then, like, slamming a door, recording it and sending it to us on Twitter at Don't Let's Chat.
I mean, frankly, they should have been. But that's...
I mean, if you are listening and you are leaving, please do that. Please record yourself slamming your door in outrage. And do allow for the time delay between there and us here in Australia. And until next time, I have been Paul Robinson doing a tot.
And I have been some beetroot.
Good burgers. Oh, good burger.
Home of the good burger. Right, no.
I'm invincible. I'm paying money. The girl's happy. She's got no money. I got my rocks off. Oh, how good is this?
What's all that about?